Hi, everybody. I'm John. I'm a compulsive emotional overeater. I thank you, everybody, for being here this morning. It means a lot for me just to be here. I wanted to start by saying thank you for allowing me to be here to consistently work on my sense of entitlement and my acceptance of life and living on life's terms. Typically, I like to say where I came from, what I was like, and who I am now. But I want to talk more today, this morning, of what program has done for me and what it was like, what it was like, how the gifts of the program really have given me the assets to survive and allow me to live in a pile of grace versus a pile of disgrace. Came from an environment that was survival based. I had a loving mom that had survived to do what the best was for that moment. I had a loving McDonald's and Little Debbie were my favorite two characters in growing up, and were my idols. And basically, they caused me to have a reverse food obsession. Excuse me, sorry. And bear with me just a second. There it is. Initially, going through OA, like a typical person, I had a pink cloud looming for this first 16 months or so, where I did everything in my power to keep my abstinence. Term of higher power was a huge struggle for me in the beginning. I thought this group, this whole area was or this whole OA program was a full of OA cultists trying to succumb me to their powers. But I was eventually proven wrong just listening to the first meeting alone. I knew I belonged within there. I tried and tried, but initially I tried to believe what these people were seeing, but I couldn't see it. And it caused me to be triggered even more. The cult speak that I mentioned, that's all I could see is cult, cult, cult. But eventually, over time, God has a weird way of showing himself or itself to help fix the problem. And mind you, I was not a religious person at all. I was a very strong, opponent of religion because of my scientific background and because of my history. Someone mentioned me that higher power could be anything at all, doorknob, the meeting, I didn't believe it at first. As things got simpler, my sponsor and I really worked through it and said, "You have a scientific background. You have a sense of like the higher self and the universe. Use that for right now." And that helped me a lot. But I want to talk about character defects. Character defects are huge in the program, as you're well aware of. But I hate saying the word defects because that means something negative, like there's something wrong with you. And I call them character defaults because, again, they're there for a reason. And you had to use them at some point or another. And for me, defaults means it's ingrained, it's gonna happen, but it's not okay to give yourself, like myself, a pile of disgrace over it. So that's why I call them character defaults. So next thing that really helped me is the pink cloud concept. Initially going through OA, like the typical person, like the pink cloud lasted about 16 months, where I did everything in my power physically to keep my abstinence. I stress the word physically. For me, my program is the three-legged stool. You might hear the three-legged stool. And at the time, I was only using the physical just to get my weight down. But like anything, use one leg, there's the other two, you're gonna fall. And that's what I did. However, I still kept my abstinence. At first, it was cult speak to hear the God of higher power, but I saw so many people losing weight. So I was like, okay, now it's time to adjust my program. People are using this higher power concept and they're losing weight. So let's tweak my program just a little bit to really start incorporating that higher power concept, the spirituality, and the emotional was just kind of tagged along with it. Another thing I want to talk, I mentioned something about character defaults. I really stress to people in general, what sponsors I work with, the character default, because I, like anybody like me, for my whole life, negative concepts were everything. Everything was negative. Shoulds and coulds, and eventually became that character what people or default for me. And my outlook in life wasn't really great at all anyway. So it's because of my environment. However, as time progressed, the shoulding, the coulding, the woulding eventually lessened, and it's really helped me really trigger my mindset. It's a true story. I spent 2 years in therapy just alone, just dealing with these woulds and shoulds, and he still couldn't break it. That's how bad it was. But the program, working the three legs, has really helped me. Not through it. I still say them from time to time, but it gets less and less each day. Presence is another thing I have really in the program. I remember when my son was very young, and I couldn't wait for tomorrow. The fix was tomorrow, because tomorrow is the biggest distraction for today. And I lost out, or I missed about two years of his life, all the changes. But instead of giving myself a disgrace, nor the theme of the speech, I'm giving myself grace, knowing I still have 15 more years of his life, and his crucial years are now. He's about six now. Not only that, but being present with spending and stealing. I wanted everything now, 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 now. But at the same time, my problems can be fixed tomorrow, and that never is, because you're just prolonging. There's always a tomorrow and never today. But when I really look into this concept of really struggling, I really have to say, what can I do now that I also can do later? But what can I do now to help tomorrow even be even better? So, excuse me. I don't know about you, but jobs are a. I went through jobs were another one of those things where it was like tomorrow, the grass is green on the other side. Tomorrow is always better. I went through five jobs in a matter of 2 years. And titles were the re main one of the main reasons why I went through jobs so many times is because titles were me at the time was find who I, my success, my better, how better I was in life, and. We found out that it wasn't, because I went from job to job to job, and as I went up, I went to change jobs, I went a higher title. Stresses and the problems and everything still were there, and not only that, I had more. And the higher you up, higher you go up, the higher the more problems you have. So if I didn't address those problems initially, it's just gonna pile and pile and pile to the point where. Now I have all the, I have a, excuse my language, I have a shit ton of problems. I said that purposely. But at the same time, none of them are addressed. So led me into food even more, because I didn't know what to do with all these feelings and emotions. But now, going through the program, I've been in the program about 2.5, almost, yeah, it'll be 3 years in July. And I have been absent since a month later after that. And honestly, I was able to through all those that mindset. I'm not gonna lie, it still comes back, because again, a character default of mine, but I am learning strategies to get through it, aka challenging myself. Is that really what it's worth? It was just a title. But am I comfortable? Do I have everything I have for today? Yes, then move on. And I have to tell myself it's not my position. And I have to say it out loud. And I'll mention them in a little bit. So poor program, I was ashamed of being lesser to someone else, regardless of whether or not they were taller, better, or the title than me. Compare and despair concept was rampant. I remember putting myself down, I don't know, a myriad of times. I could so many times. Someone had something I didn't have. And program in general over the last 2.5, 3 years has told me it's okay to be. It's okay to be unique. Okay to have something that somebody doesn't have. That means you can share. I have I it's like my program has progressed now that I've accepted it. These differences are gonna change. But at the same time, it's up to me to control this comparing to where nobody else is going to do it for me. My higher power, yes, but at the same time, at a more smaller level, it's me that needs to change. Any character trait for me, it's how I deal with it. I just accept it, and then I pretty much give it its power. I'm learning to do the three Ps: pause, pray, proceed. And in the process of pausing, I'm learning to accept, yes, I have these issues. I don't have these things that someone doesn't have, vice versa. And then eventually, as I get to the pray stage, which is a big thing for me, because like I said, I had this really, really incorrect way of what praying was, and it just eventually erodes the way that feeling of wanting what to have. So that never goes away. It worked in the past. There are some things I was able to get through and work on feasibly. However, the journey has not been fine and dandy, as you guys mentioned before. One of the biggest issues, again, was the pink cloud. When that pink cloud went away, once I admitted to my sponsor and that the pink clouds went away, my sponsor really helped me get through that. And I really had to be really start becoming more present in the meeting, because meetings were important for me. And they, in order for me to be present, I actually have to go to in-person meetings at least once a week. That really helped aid the cloud a lot too, because it's like, okay, now I'm able to see myself for what I am without the meetings and go from there. However, it hasn't been all fine and dandy when it comes to the meetings. I go through phases where I am not present at the meeting, and because I just want to go shopping. But again, distractions are my worst enemy at all. When I start to become distracted, I know something's going on, and I have to like do something, get me back on track. Sometimes I'll even flick my thigh, do this really hard. Just to do something or make some kind of force my feet on the ground as much as I can, get me back into that, because it's so easy to find on Amazon shopping or go to Facebook Marketplace or whatever it is. And I really have, it's a struggle at times. I don't want to, the thing though is, I don't want to look at myself and see all the issues I have. That's why step four is and was a issue, because all I saw was basically negative, 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 negative. And I don't know about you, but I hate seeing the negatives, and that literally will make me feel like a piece of crap and cause me to want to get back into food again. But what's really helped me counteract with that is that really is to say positive. So I'm doing those things. Like, okay, yes, I feel like a piece of crap. This is like, but what did I do today? What did I accomplish today? I accomplished this, this, and this. Are you that really that piece of crap? No. But again, comes and goes, and it's getting easier. My sponsor tells me that it doesn't ever go away, but it gets lesser and lesser and lesser to the point where it becomes more manageable. And that's the most important thing for me, is not that I'm cured of these character defaults of mine, is the fact that I can manage them on a day-to-day basis. Because for me, I understand that these behaviors, these matters are ingrained in me, like I mentioned, and they had some sort of purpose in it. But for me today, I want to be able to live life and know that, except they're going to come, but know that they're going to be easy to address. One way of how I do that is I give it, is I say it out loud. Like I mentioned earlier, not my this, not my that. I have to say it out loud. And because if I say it in my head, there's so many other things that go on in my head that I can't even count. So what I have to do, and when I have temptations like that, is temptations for foods or sweets and whatever it is, I literally have to say "not my food" out loud. And you can't. I can never count. I can count on more than 10 toes and 10 fingers and probably my sponsors 10 fingers, 10 toes. I don't know how many times. How many weird looks I've gotten in the grocery store. 3, 4 years ago,
I
I'd be,
realize.
thank you very much. 3, 4 years ago, I'd be worried about it. But me today, I don't care. It gets me out of my head, and it gets me out of the sense where I don't need the food today. And it's non-starter for me. I wish people would understand it sometimes, but it is what it is. So when I first started this program, I saw people struggling, and I didn't want any part in it. I saw failure as a non-starter. I can't fail. This is my last stop of the block. If I fail, where I'm on my way to 6 feet under. I like to make this reference, but Miley Cyrus song, it's all about the climb. I've learned that when I fall on my face, it's how I recover from the fall and not the fact that I did fall. I've hit two rock bottoms in my life, and I dread on falling those. No, because I've learned from those two rock bottoms. I lost my job, and I forget what the other one was at this time, but it was literally life or death, and I just took life. It's too short to focus on these negatives and have too much to lose to treat these with bakery sweets and flour, white flour at times. So just choose the positive route and then do that positive direction. So one of the things I mentioned about sugar, I remember telling my sponsor I was so frustrated and I can't, all I could do was focus on my apps, like getting off my abstinent foods. What really helped me, he really helped me with this, is re-triggering that focus. It's not about getting off the sugar. It's not about getting abstinent. It's about getting my head right. And my head is what gets me in trouble, drives me in my food behaviors. It's not the weight on the scale. It's the weight in between my two ears. And the fact of the matter is, once I get the weight out between my two ears, the weight, the issues will all shed off in time. Scale is a very, very, very dangerous tool for me because of my scientific background and about my fact that these numbers can dictate how I feel. But really, as long as I'm working on it to my 2 years, and that's why I love step four. I'm working on my grudges currently at the moment because I only have almost 100 grudges listed on a piece of paper of all the crap I've done my whole life, and I'm not even done yet. So, and again, what I mentioned about the positives, every single time I write these grudges on a piece of paper, I have to write a positive statement so I don't go down the rabbit hole. So, one of the biggest things I like to talk about when I speak at the meeting is mental health. Mental health for me, again, I suffer from a mood disorder, and the mood disorder can trigger me to go up and down, want to go to drive-throughs, want to do this, want to do that. But it's up to me and my higher power to figure out, do I really need that? The mental disorder doesn't help though, because it's like, oh, I'm feeling really high, I'm feeling really good. But really, I have to accept that I'm going to have these things and accept the fact that it's just not for me today. These foods are not for me today. And lastly, I'm going to finish off with this. Right now, I mentioned something about entitlement and landlord acceptance. In the present moment, I am working on my ego, my entitlement, and just accepting the fact that I have these things. These things stem from my childhood of being able to, I didn't mention this, being able to be told no all the time. And every time my mom said no, the see you later phrase kept popping up. But for me today, when I want something, it's a battle between ego, like you deserve it, to the point where do I need it? And if I don't, then I move on. And then if I want it, I have the I'm practicing the three Ps. And if it goes away, I don't really need it. No. Am I hungry? No. I wanted to eat last 30 minutes ago. And it's just not worth it because entitlement was got me into this weight issue as a whole. I almost lost my family because of it, because I was 3 pounds away from losing my whole family. So I have a deep gratitude to this program. I have too much to lose. It's just not a lot. I have more to gain than to lose in this program. So I keep working it the way I want to work it. So I just want to say thank you guys very much for letting me speak this morning. And I pass. Thanks again very much.